Hey, this is just a quick update because I'm procrastinating on starting a load of laundry. I've just not been posting very much lately because I didn't have a mattress for a little while, and one came in the mail on Thursday, and then I meant to post something Thursday or Friday, and I just spent so much of my spare time sleeping. It's so comfy. And just to be like a decadent asshole, I got a lavender scented mattress topper, and it makes the whole bed smell like lavender. And even though it's probably like a chemical wasteland that's murdering the entire planet, it smells like actual lavender, not like shitty fake chemical like bathroom spray lavender, like lavender. This is what we need to be using technology for. I approve. I managed to get a ginormous chair from this place, this like law office in my town that's closing, and it came with an ottoman, and like it's huge and it's so comfy. Like it's almost like the seat of it is almost as long as my torso, so like it's almost like a love seat, but it's not quite like, I don't know, you could probably fit two people in it, but they'd have to be okay with sitting very close to each other. Like, pressed up against each other. Let's see what else happened. I hate my party. I spend all Friday night coming up with adventure plot hooks for Vegas, because, something happened and my Shadowrun party had to skip town. And then like I was like, okay, so where are you going? And they were like sitting in this bar that I invented that had like I tend to like to put a lot of detail into my setting, and basically every time the party does like, I don't know if pink mohawk is the right word, 'cause like their plans are good plans and they try to think of everything. Like, as far as covering their tracks, they don't always, but I can tell that they're trying, and like, I'm not gonna, like, I don't know. Like, if they didn't think of something that I already had planned, I would still, I want it to be challenging and I want there to be consequences if they mess stuff up, but it's not like, it's definitely to a level where, like, if I think of something after, I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, you didn't, you didn't think of this, did you? Like it's. They're definitely trying to be discreet and trying to not. But, like, comedic sociopathy is definitely a feature of this game. And, like, you can tell that at certain times, like, everybody kind of wishes that they could solve this problem with a bar fight. But they can't, so they're gonna have to be sneaky. You know what I mean? It's fun. But every time they up the pink mohawk quotient of the game, like of the party or the party's actions, I just up the pink mohawk quotient of the world in response so that, the world runs on certain, to a certain extent, ridiculous, crazy shit. And like, 'cause that's one thing that I like to believe in, is that the PCs aren't exceptional. I feel like that's an important part of Shadowrun specifically, but it's more fun to play games like that in general. You're not special. There are lots of, badass people walking around. So there's that. And so they discovered that this NPC that they adopted, that I meant to be a one-shot character but is now part of their crew, was like fucking. They discovered he's a virgin. So they were like, okay, so we're going to Vegas and we're getting you a prostitute. And he was like, okay? Because it was the character who usually doesn't like him and is always giving him crap that decided this. And he was like, well, okay. And so, me, as a GM, I assumed that this was an excuse to get the party to Vegas. So I had all these, like, Vegas shenanigans planned. I had, with the, I had all these different, like, plot hooks that can happen in Vegas. And I'm still gonna get to use them, I guess, but, like, I did not think, oh, hey, you know, I'm running a fucking yaoi manga with fight scenes in it. I thought I was running a fucking Shadowrun game. And no, the entire session was dedicated to looking for prostitutes and character development and advancing the fucking PC romance between one of my players and this NPC that I've been stuck running as almost like a GM PC for like too damn long. Yeah. And then to console myself, I went to Walmart and I bought a big bag of green apples and a sweatshirt with bats and crap all over it. I love Halloween crap. Like, this has, it's fabulous. It has spiders and bats all the fuck over it, all up and down the sleeves. And then it has, like, bones and pumpkins and all this shit. And it all glows in the dark. Like, that is the fucking coolest thing ever. Like, I wish that I could just, like, spend, like, if I was slightly better organized and better with money, I would just, like, save up, like, $10 a week or $10 a paycheck or whatever all year just to, like, splurge on all of the novelty Halloween socks and, like, random novelty Halloween items that come out around this time of year, like, because they are amazing. And, like, I could just wear nothing but Halloween socks all year. It would be awesome. But I'm not that organized, so I don't. But, no, I need to go get some laundry in so I can have clean underwear. But I hate doing laundry. I hate it. I'm, like, I don't know. I'm just not very domestic. Like, I tend to do weird things when I'm cleaning to, like, motivate myself to clean. But I can kind of clean. But I'm bad at, like, organizing stuff. And I'm good at cooking. Like, I can cook pretty much anything. A lot of stuff I don't need a recipe for because I just either memorize it or I'm like, yeah, that and that. And if I saute that and I put that in there, then it'll come out okay. But, like, I'm just not very, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to get the kitchen so that I can really easily cook in it. And it's really hard to think, okay, well, this sucks. Because I keep ending up with all the spices on the counter instead of going back in the thing. How can I make that? You know, how can I do something about that so I stop fucking doing that? And it's fucking difficult, okay? But no, I managed to get myself some fucking furniture. And next step is to start unpacking all my books. And I have a place to live. And I can put things in the, like, I can make homemade bread and put the leftovers in the fridge. Like, I can have a nice big piece and put the rest of it in the fridge. And I come home and it's not gone. And, like, it's really good. I like it. I can just do stuff. Like, I do live with somebody, but not like that, like I did before. Those people were, they seemed really nice, but they didn't, I don't know. I'm glad that I live here now. So, I really should go put a load of laundry in, but I don't want you to worry about me, and I miss you, and I'm not going to stop updating. I just needed a break, okay? I had some shit that I had to get done. Okay? I hope all of you are taking care of yourself. I hope all of you have a fabulous rest of your weekend. And I'll talk to you soon, okay?